Joining us is Elena Studier. She's a student at George Washington University, an employee of National Association Rail Passengers, and she's doing a research project in conjunction with Amtrak and National Association of Rail Passengers, looking at the last mile of how people connect to passenger rail, how in a community they get to a train station to access a train for either regional or national travel. She is riding her bike a lot along the way to kind of explore that, and will actually be doing coast to coast twice. She'll be going west and then back east this summer. So, Elena, I'm turning it over to you.
And a 45-day trip, 18 stops. It sounds like a fun vacation, but a lot of work. One of your first stops here in Normal, Illinois. Elena, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Can you give us a quick sketch of your journey? When did you start? What will you be looking forward to or seeing? And what will you be doing? And again, I didn't realize you were coming back, too. So where will you end up, and when will you start back?
So I started 3 days ago, actually. So this is where you're catching me right at the beginning. We started in New York, and the trip is going to last until June 20th. So it's a 38-day trip. And like Mary Cruz said, we are exploring the interaction between bike and rail, and we're going to hit 18 major U.S. cities. From here, we're going to go on to Minneapolis-St. Paul and Whitefish, Montana, to explore Glacier National Park. We have a really exciting partnership with the National Park Service. And then from there, we're moving down the West Coast, back into Denver. I'm going to see the Grand Canyon. It's very exciting for me. And there's a lot to see.
How much of this trip has been mapped out in conjunction with the National Association of Railroad Passengers? I assume they want you to look for particular things or look at things that a typical passenger may overlook.
Well, definitely. I think what we're looking... A lot of this trip is attracting an audience that wouldn't traditionally look towards rail, and we want to bring special attention to cities that are doing really innovative, really wonderful things. I mean, that is very obviously why I'm here in Normal. Then I think for NARP, a lot of this was we're trying to celebrate what's really great in transportation infrastructure.
So how much, first of all, before we talk about what you've learned so far between New York and Normal, Illinois, what have you seen in Normal so far?
Well, I went on an amazing bike tour. First of all, I saw Mayor Cruz's bike shop, which was fantastic.
a free plug.
Yeah. and I got the t-shirt.
Right. That's a Bike Blono t-shirt.
Yes, it
right.
is. Okay. And then we went on a bike tour on the rail-to-trail conversion.
Mm-hmm. The Constitution Trail.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so wonderful. And to hear how much of a commuter highway it is for this town, what was really great for me was passing by the elementary school and hearing about the amount of kids that commute on it, and what an amazing way to bring people together and to remain sustainable and environmentally friendly, but also extremely practical. Yeah.
And what about the transit-oriented development, which is Uptown Station, where you have multiple modes converging?
Absolutely. I mean, the station's gorgeous. I've never seen such a beautiful place, and it was wonderful seeing the traffic circle, too. And hearing about the planned development around it and just the way that it's become such a multi-use space. Seeing the official offices, obviously, in the station was cool, but then you have an art gallery there as well. I mean, this willingness to explore so many different interactions was very exciting. It was something that was really great to see.
And maybe a question for both of you here, Mayor Cruz and Elena. How do you think most Americans view passenger rail, and how does this differ from people in other countries? And Elena, we'll start with you.
I think, unfortunately, on a national level, whether the view is positive or negative, a lot of the discussion around rail tends to focus on the East Coast. And I think one of the main missions of this trip is to expand that discussion and to talk about how important rail is and how accessible it is all over this country, and how much potential it has. But on your question of the way it's conceived in other countries, I think... it becomes much more of a primary mode of transportation in other countries. And I think, but at the same time, it is very much a primary mode of transportation for people in the United States. We just don't talk about it that way. And that's something that we're really trying to change, because so many people use this, not just coast to coast, but the line that I'm going to take, the Empire Builder, people use that to get just from city to city. And I think that's an idea that we're really trying to shift.
And Mayor Cruz, same question.
Yeah, I think I'd have to take a regional approach on it and talk about passenger rail on this corridor. And people have gotten to the point where they depend on it. for transportation to Chicago and St. Louis and shorter points in between. But primarily people are going in and out of Chicago, and they're going in and out for recreation. They're going in and out for business. They're going in and out to make a connection to a further destination. Sometimes people are taking rail to Chicago to connect to Midway and O'Hare. Maybe take an international flight. So in this area, in this region, people depend on passenger rail.
That's Town of Normal Mayor Chris Koos. Elena Studier is in the studio as well. She's a sophomore at the George Washington University and an intern with the National Association of Rail Passengers. She's near the beginning of a 38-day trip across the nation using passenger rail. Elena, what role do you think trains should play in our transportation network, and what role are they actually playing today?
Well, again, that goes back to the earlier question. I mean, I think they do play an incredibly important role. And on what Mayor Koos said, I think many people do depend on it. And I think it's not so much that the role needs to shift, but potentially the way we talk about it and the way we prioritize it. I think that's really where the conversation has to change, because we know that people are taking passenger rail. We know that this is a need. But we need to make sure our elected representatives know that as well.
So how will changing that story improve or help passenger rail?
Well, we're hoping that people... reach out. We're hoping that this just becomes a different way of thinking about passenger rail. And I understand that's a deeply ambitious goal, but I also think that's something people are very ready for. Trains are forward thinking. There's a lot to explore here.
You're looking at those connections people make after they get off the train or before they get on the train. Why are those first mile, last mile connections important?
Well, when it goes back to the very practical use of passenger rail, because people have to be able to get to the train station, particularly because they are so often they're in Center City. We want to talk about ease of access to them. We want to talk about how well transportation networks are integrated. And I mean, that's so important. And if you can't get to the train station, you can't get on the train.
You're looking at those connections people make. Speaking of a transportation network, you're bringing a bike on the train, which is an important first mile, last mile tool.
Yeah.
What is the benefit of a bike on this trip? And can you talk a little bit about Trainside Checked-In Bike Service, which is a new service from Amtrak?
Yes, I can. Well, for me, I'm a commuter bicyclist, definitely at school. So being able to bike around, it lets you see cities that I get to explore in a completely unique way. For me, it's always felt like kind of an insider's perspective. And definitely I can say that here in Normal and here in Chicago, I got to see things that I wouldn't have otherwise. Talking about the walk-up bike service, the Trainside Check-In, this is a preview service. So what I'm doing, Amtrak is actually rolling out a massive program that should be coming in early fall of this year, around there. And what I'm doing is, you're not going to have to box your bike anymore. On every segment that I'm taking, apart from two, I am actually just handing up my bike to a baggage loader, which is great. But again, this is very much a preview service. We're working out how the system is functioning. But I'm really excited about it. As a biker, this is amazing for me.
And it's working out okay so far?
Oh my gosh, it's been amazingly easy.
So you started 3 days ago. Besides what you've learned in the Town of Normal, what else have you seen or done that's worth noting?
For me, I'm from New York, so it was very exciting I saw New York City in a way I never had before. We worked with the East Coast Greenway Project, and we saw the segment that runs through New York, the Hudson River Greenway. And you can bike down the island of Manhattan, and you never have to enter traffic, or very minimally you have to enter traffic. And that was great, and to see so many families and different types of transportation. So you had, like, competitive cyclists that were working there, and then you had joggers, and then me just touring. And much the same in Normal on your bike path, I saw so many different uses of the trail. I mean, so that was exciting. And in that way, you see a lot of parallels between investment in bike infrastructure.
We've talked on this program many times about shifting demographics and the influence of millennials on transportation planning. Does it matter that you're a member of this generation doing this research? Will you see things that maybe someone of another age doing this trip wouldn't see?
I think that is a difficult question.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Will I see things that are different? No, not necessarily, because I'm not going to make any judgments on the investigativeness or ambitiousness of the many, many bikers across all ages. But for me, being able to travel and talk about this, I'm hoping to kind of shift the idea that millennials don't care about trains or that we don't take them, because I know a lot of people who do. And, you know, I'm more than anything, I think we're trying to make trains, and I mean passenger rail in particular, but all types of transportation, we're trying to make it current and make people aware of how present it is in many in millennials' lives too. And if we're talking about like new urbanism and people moving into cities and stuff, this, I mean, for me personally, I don't own a car. I really don't plan on owning a car. So the ability to take my bike and hand it up in New York and walk it off in Chicago is amazing. And then to Normal.
Mr. Mayor, anything you'd like to add at this point? Maybe about bike improvements at Uptown Station as it concerns maybe bike lockers, things, places for people to store their bikes so they don't want to take their bike on the train.
Well, I think, you know, we'll always look at that. You know, we've got good covered parking right now. In the winter, it gets a little bit more. If you go to a train station in any medium to large size city in Europe, you have to walk through a sea of bicycles to get into the train station. So they figured that connection out in terms of that first mile, last mile. They very much understand that. You know, we're a little weather hampered here in terms of, you know, January can be pretty rough. I only know one person that rides in January, and he's on the other end of the microphone here.
I know a couple of other people as well. again, thanks to both of you, Mayor Kuss and Elena. Where's your next stop? You said Minneapolis?
Yeah, we're heading to Minneapolis, St. Paul.
And how much time do you spend there?
I think I'm there for 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah, very excited.
And an agenda yet so far in Minneapolis, St. Paul? You know, or do you sort of wing it when you hit the town?
No, it's packed, actually. I'm meeting with a lot of different groups, and there's so much to explore. If we're talking about bike infrastructure, there's a lot to see there. And I am taking the Green Line. That's the one thing I'm definitely doing there.
Okay, Elena, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas today, and best of luck in your journey.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Elena Studier is a sophomore at the George Washington University. She's traveling across the country on Amtrak. It's part of a semester-long internship with the National Association of Rail Passengers. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.